UN-led peace negotiations between the Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders resumed in Nicosia Thursday, in spite of a bombing at the home of the North Cyprus Prime Minister, who is an advocate of reunification. One person was slightly injured by the small explosion. The talks are aimed at finding a political settlement that would enable Cyprus to join the European Union as a reunited country in May. Greek Cypriot President Tassos Papadopoulos and the Turkish Cypriot leader Ralph Denktaş began their talks in the presence of the UN Special Envoy Alvaro de Soto. These talks follow their agreement last week at UN headquarters in New York to pursue a plan designed to reach an agreement in a few weeks that has eluded successive teams of negotiators for nearly 30 years. Mr. de Soto appeared confident that this latest drive to bring peace to Cyprus will succeed.
We are either there or very close to it already in the plan that was submitted by the Secretary General.
The plan, developed by United Nations Secretary-General Kofi Annan, proposes a single state with Greek and Turkish-speaking regions in a loose confederation. But many unresolved points will be high on the agenda. These include the difficult issues of property rights, the resettlement of ethnic Greek refugees who fled to the south during the 1974 Turkish invasion, and the presence of 40,000 Turkish troops on the island. Just hours before the talks were scheduled to start, a small bomb exploded outside the home of the Turkish Cypriot Prime Minister Mehmet Ali Talat, a leading advocate of reunification. A neighbour was injured by flying glass. Mr. Talat brushed aside the attack and vowed that the talks would go on. This set of talks will last up to 5 weeks, with meetings scheduled 3 times a week. If the talks end with some issues still not resolved, Secretary General Annan will ask Greece and Turkey to join the negotiations. As a final resort, the Cypriot leaders have agreed that Mr. Annan will have the authority to fill in the blanks on any outstanding issues. The final plan is to be presented to Cypriot voters in a referendum in April. The mainly ethnic Greek southern part of Cyprus has been approved for entry to the European Union on May 1st. If the reunification is completed, the entire island will enter the EU. Turkey has been under pressure over the past few months from the United States and European Union to press the Turkish Cypriots to agree on a reunification plan. Success in that effort would help Turkey in its own bid to join the European Union. EU leaders are to decide in December whether to begin formal membership talks with Turkey. The Turkish Foreign Ministry Undersecretary Ugas Yal is confident this new series of talks will produce a peace deal between the two Cypriot communities.
I believe that the work that we have started will end in a win-win situation. This will be our objective, to have a resolution of this issue and to have the two sides live in peace within a common state.
Many Greek Cypriots are afraid that they will be the losers in any settlement based on the UN plan. They argue that arrangements to restore their land and property in northern Cyprus do not go far enough. Veteran Greek Cypriot politician Vassos Lissarides, a member of the President's Senior Advisory Council, doubts this new drive to end the division of Cyprus will achieve anything.
We said it time and again that the plan as it is not acceptable as a solution. It is acceptable for negotiations. The Cyprus problem can be solved only through negotiations, so we couldn't refuse to negotiate on the basis of the Annan plan. But it doesn't mean that we are ready to accept it in toto.
But there is a great deal of optimism among both Greek and Turkish Cypriots that this final push for peace may succeed. People on both sides of the island have started to take a greater interest in the details of the United Nations plan. In recent days, thousands of copies of the plan have been distributed so people can begin to familiarize themselves with the issues, even before a final document is ready for a referendum. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.